Shalom Aleichem. We are up to Siman Tuf Chaf Tes. That's 429 in Orach Chaim. And we're beginning the laws of Pesach, which is typically the third volume of Shulchan Aruch. And in the Mishneh Berurah edition, it's the fifth volume of six in Mishneh Berurah. The Mechaber in this Siman is going to address three primary topics. One of them is studying in preparation for Pesach. We'll discuss in a moment. The second is tzedakah, to make sure that everybody in the community is provided for the needs of Pesach. And the third topic is the fact that the month of Nisan is regarded with a certain sanctity, a holiday fervor, such that certain tefillos, certain prayers during the regular davening are going to be omitted, and that we don't typically fast during the month of Nisan, even if there would be some other reason, such as people would fast Tainis Yartzeit on the day that a parent passed away. We wouldn't do that during the month of Nisan because of the festive nature of this month. We begin with the start, Sif Aleph, Shoalim Behilchos Pesach Kodam LaPesach Shloshim Yom. We begin discussing the laws of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. And the Mishneh Berurah chimes in Beis, Maschilim Yom HaPurim. We start on Purim. We begin studying the laws of Pesach, and we need 30 days before to properly prepare. There's discussion if this concept of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag would apply by other Yomim Tovim as well. And it's probable that this is unique to Pesach, because as the Mishneh Berurah says, there are the laws of Hagala, how to purge kasher in order to use different utensils for Pesach. And we're certainly going to learn those halachas, although in our time it's become more and more common for people to have a Pesach cabinet or Pesach box and store pots, pans, even silverware from year to year, keeping it Pesachtik, and the need for kashering has definitely decreased with time. But that's a section, halachas, that we need to know in order to do the transition from year-round chametz to Pesach, ubir chametz, and cleaning the house properly, removing any chametz that might be around, lest a person during Pesach encounter chametz in the home setting and might come to eat it. One of the reasons that we have the concept of bedikas chametz and biur chametz. Afias matzah, baking the matzah, those halachas had to be reviewed. Again, over here, if we're paying attention, this is far less common for the average person to know. Most of us aren't doing baking matzah or any significant baking of matzah. The people typically among the average population that are baking matzah are doing so as part of a chabura, where the mashkiach knows the halachas and the rosh chabura knows what to look out for. And everybody is given a very specific task. It doesn't take 30 days to learn that task. But nevertheless, again, Pesach has a lot of halachas associated with it. Ushar hilchos Pesach, the other halachas, including the Seder, and purchasing proper products in our time is a big topic, often requiring a shiur each year as to which products we have to pay closer attention to. Checking the romaine, if a person uses romaine for maror, is another topic that fluctuates. If people are checking their own, we have to review the halachas, how to check properly. But in many areas, people are simply buying pre-checked romaine, and it's the mashgiach who needs to know these halachas. After that, it gets packaged and sold like any product to the consumer. Nevertheless, this is the custom, this is the halacha. 30 days before Pesach, we look for the halachas that are relevant for us to study, and that's what we should do in preparation. The Mefarshim say that this is one of the sources for the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, in which the Rav of the city would address the entire community. And the Mishnah points out, Im Yiyad Rasha Rak BePilpul, if the Rav is going to spend time on Lamdus and he's not going to transition to practical halacha, Ein Yotzin Bazei Yidei Chovasan, then you have not fulfilled your obligation. As a community, there's a rally to guide, instruct, and motivate people to pay attention carefully to the halachas of Pesach as they prepare. It's important to be aware that in addition to this preparation for the Yom Tov, which other Yomim Tovim may or may not be similar in how much time has to be allocated, but there's also a takana, a mitzvah, that on Yom Tov we study the halachas of that Yom Tov, and that we're engrossed in the Yom Tov to experience the light of Torah in connection with the Yom Tov. The Rama tells us, Minig liknos chitim lechalkom la'aniyim litzorach Pesach. The custom was to collect wheat and then distribute it to the poor people so that they would be provided for Pesach. And although this seems to be a very localized halacha, logically localized, it's talking about wheat for the purpose of them being able to bake matzah, and therefore it's called kimcha de pischa, the flour of Pesach. You see already the transition, that we should provide them flour, not wheat. He doesn't have a grindstone. What's he going to do with the wheat that you give him? He needs flour in order to bake. But even beyond that, we don't typically bake our own matzahs, and therefore we're giving them matzah. But matzah doesn't really address the needs of the poor. And it ends up being that we do a financial collection and provide either vouchers or money, whatever it takes, so that people are provided for with food and Yom Tov clothing as needed. Kol mi shedor be'ir yud beis chodesh, anybody who's 12 months in the city, tzarech liten lozeh, has to contribute to this fund. And there's discussion about this assessment, because, for example, the Mishneh Berurah says in Hey, Imanu Roam Shenichnas Be'ir Al Das L'Shtakei Hashem, if we see that a person came into town with intent to be a permanent resident, he bought. So La'alter Chayiv, he's Chayiv right away. He's a resident of the city. And you don't have to wait till 12 months until his status kind of morphs into a permanent resident. Dirshu Mishneh Berurah 12 makes a fascinating suggestion that this collection of ma'os chitin, of money for the poor, should not be compared to regular tzedakah, but rather it should be seen as an obligation, so that you might even have a person who does not have to give very much tzedakah, in terms of meiser, in terms of the fact that he's not covering his own bills, So his obligation is limited in terms of giving to others, but I'll add the comparison, when it comes to Matanos Le'evyonim on Purim, we don't say you're absolved from tzedakah, so you're absolved from Matanos Le'evyonim. It's a mitzvah of the day, and this is also regarded as a mitzvah of the day. And they bring in Dirshu, Chayiv Lilvos Kedei Losas Kimcha DePischa. A person would even have to borrow in order to give to this fund. It's part of the mitzvahs of preparing for Pesach to make sure that the poor are provided for, so that even a person who himself is struggling in his own way would also find a way to make a contribution. Sif Beis. We do not do Nefilas Apayim, what's commonly known as Tachanun, during the month of Nisan. The Mefarshim explained the first days are inaugural days of the Mishkan at the time of the desert when the Mishkan was inaugurated. And after those days, we're already morphing into the day before Pesach, when the Korban Pesach was brought, and then Pesach itself is a holiday, we don't say Tachanun. And once most of the month has already been assigned this unique status, so we just finish the month in that status without Tachanun. Similarly, Einomim Tzidkascha b'Shabbos b'Mincha, we will not say Tzidkascha Shabbos Mincha, ve'imaspidim bo, and we don't do eulogies. Levaya lo aleinu, during Nisan, have to be careful as to paying tribute in some way and providing honor, but it's not a eulogy in the conventional sense. Ve'en mis'anin bo, as I mentioned, we don't fast. Va'bechoros mis'anin bo be'erev Pesach. There's a custom that the firstborn men fast on Erev Pesach, and common custom is to absolve them through a siyum. And on Erev Pesach, the day that the Korban Pesach was brought, so we don't say Lamanat Seach either. And additionally, we don't say Mizmor Lesoda because the Korban Toda would not be brought on Erev Pesach, because the Korban Toda included loaves of bread, which wouldn't be able, they're chametz, they wouldn't be able to be eaten in a timely manner, and they would end up going pasul, becoming unused and invalid, and therefore the Korban Toda was not brought on Erev Pesach, and therefore we don't recite Mizmor Lesoda in association with that. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining. For more information on the Shulchan Aruch Initiative by Teach 613, please visit us at www.teach613.org.